The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
Welcome to the MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2 DAB and online at mfr.co.uk. On this week's show, we'll look ahead to the McTavish and Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-finals. We'll hear from Neaton Moore boss Norman McArthur and also Tainault coach Fraser Ingalls. Alongside me in the studio is Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, a very good afternoon to you.
And you, Ian, and all the listeners tonight.
Enjoy your shinty weekend, last weekend that is.
Had a good weekend, watched some primary school games in the morning, then watched Inverness in the afternoon.
The stars of the future.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. Good to see that, you know, the primary school level, some good kids coming through as well. And one day, you never know, they could be in the Scotland team amongst you and your guys.
I'll be long gone by then, I would imagine.
Hey, never say never. The McTavish Cup semi-finals take place this weekend. Neaton Moore play Fort William, and the two, well, they're very familiar with each other at the best of times, but they played each other last weekend. Neaton Moore beat Fort away 1-0 in the Premier Division, and Neaton Moore boss Norman McArthur is looking forward to another clash.
Last weekend, well, it was a good result for us, although we didn't play that well. Didn't play that well in the first half. We just got a couple of players back, one suspended and two that have been injured. Oh, three players back. It made a big difference to us. So second half played well, deserved to win.
And against Fort William as well, obviously very tough opposition. It was always going to be a real battle down there as well. You've had a few tough games already this season as well, but you know, like you say, deserved to win, and you'll take the 2 points from Fort William any day.
Oh, any day, aye. 1-0 down there will do me any time. Yeah, as I say, we have been struggling, just not being able to field our full team and having to pull players back out the forward line into midfield. Just haven't been scoring the goals we've been wanting to score, but obviously these guys have strengthened up the midfield again, so made a bit of difference.
And the title race is kind of shaping up quite nicely as well. You'll be glad of the 2 points at the weekend. Wilking UC have started to pick up, but Cowes Athletic, you know, they seem to be the team to beat at the moment.
Aye. Yeah, they're not stopping, are they? It's close, sort of second, third, fourth, it's all close. Well, in fact, the whole league's close, apart from Glenorchy just breaking off at the bottom. But I think that Lovett got a good result on Saturday, it's very tight. You know, I don't know if Kyles will sustain their winning ways, but they're certainly going well just now, anyway.
There's still a lot of shinty to be played as well, and you know, yourself thinking, you know what it's like to, you know, come the business end of the season as well, and you know, that's when the points are won and lost.
That's right. The thing is, they've got a good young side. I don't think they've had many injury problems or anything, so they're sort of sticking with the same team week in, week out. If they do lose a couple of players, who knows, you know, are they able to keep it going? But well, they've done well up to now, anyway.
You played Fort William last weekend. You're up against Fort William this weekend in the McTavish Cup semi-final, and in fact you'll play them in the second round of the Camanachd. So, you know, by the end of that game, you'll know them very well.
Aye, I think we know them quite well anyway. When I got a text yesterday with the draw, I was just delighted that we didn't get drawn to Kyles at Tynabrew. So I suppose Fort William at home is quite a good draw. Very difficult games. You know, one of the top sides. Unfortunately, in the Scottish Cup, it's one of the top sides are going out at this stage, you know. But that's the way of the draw.
The McTavish Cup, you've won the toss. You're at home this weekend in the McTavish Cup semi-final. And, you know, they'll be hurting from that league defeat last weekend, and they'll come straight back at you.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The good thing for us is a home draw. I think it's actually good the way it worked out. You've got Kilmallie and Kinghissie first on the Dale, and then us and Fort William on the Ailin. I think we've got a good crowd on Saturday both games, so hopefully we can produce the goods again and get a result. But anyway, it'll be a good game.
And the business, as I say, the business end of the season, when it comes to McTavish Cup, you're into the semi-final now, and the main aim is to, of course, win as many trophies as you can, starting with this one.
That's right. I mean, it'd be a fantastic achievement for us to get to the final. We didn't do so well in the Cups last year. So it'd be nice to get to the McTavish final. But we'll just take it as it comes, I think. See what happens.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR2.
Newton Moore boss Norman MacArthur on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, a very good win for them at the weekend as well. We spoke to Norman there, just keeping in touch with the guys at the top, King Yusey and Kyle's Athletic. But, you know, a good win for Newton Moore. And we spoke to Gary Innes last week at Fort William, and he did say that he reckoned that, you know, whoever lost, he could pretty much rule them out of the title race, and it's a big win for Moore.
Yeah, it's quite odd that, you know, 7 games into the season, you're either Newton Moore or Fort William are out of the league run, and they're, you know, Fort William are probably out of the league title now. Be a big disappointment down at Fort William.
This game at the weekend takes on, you know, greater interest from Fort William, because not definitely ruling them out of the title race, but it's going to be difficult for them to get back into the race. The Cups now take on, you know, greater importance.
Yeah, I agree with Norman that it's good for Shinty that they've got the staggered games in Badenoch, but I'd like to have seen them maybe Newton Moore and Fort William play at Canusie, and Canusie and Kamali play at the Aeon, because the home tie is such a big advantage, and Newton Moore in the league last year beat Fort William home and away. That's won again this year. I spoke to Norman on Sunday, actually, was at Canusie, and you know, he felt they had a poor performance the first half, second half they deserved to win. He was quite confident on that, so he'll be quite confident about this game this Saturday.
Fort William, if they are to win any trophies this season, they'll have to see off Newton Moore in the McTavish Cup, and they'll also have to see off Newton Moore in the Camanachd Cup, because the second round draw, which was made on Monday, paired the two together once more.
And again, Newton Moore getting the home tie, a little bit of luck there. You know, I always feel in the Scottish that if you get a home tie, doesn't matter who you get, you know, home tie is so important.
And obviously, you know, Newton Moore won the home toss. They're at home this weekend as well. They're taking a break from the Premier Division this weekend. Kyle's Athletic are also in the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-finals. We'll touch on that later on. But Newton Moore, they can relax a little bit. They can take their eye off the Premier Division. But as we said, you know, there to Norman, he wants to win as many trophies as he can this season, and the McTavish Cup is the first one up for grabs.
This is when the season just starts accelerating. You've got the McTavish semis coming up this weekend. Macaulay's not far away. The second round of the Scottish isn't far away. Things are just picking up, and unfortunately, in Fort William's case, they're actually dipping a little bit. So it's they need to get their act together pretty sharp.
Eton Moore have already beaten Skye 11-0 and Bewley 5-0, so they're already in impressive McTavish Cup form, and you'd maybe fancy them this weekend to go on and make the final. And we'll touch on the other tie in a second, but it could be a cracking cup final.
The McTavish last couple of years has produced really, really good high quality games, high scoring games as well. The two games against Skye and Bewley, the two games that Newton Moore have actually been scoring a lot of goals. They've been a bit shy on the goal front, but they'll be delighted with a clean sheet against Fort William last week. That was, their defence has been a little bit poor this year in comparison to what it normally is, so they'll be delighted with the nil. 1-0 is okay, but you know, the clean sheet was so important for Newton Moore.
The other tie in the McTavish Cup semi-finals, King Yusey take on Kamali in a repeat of last year's final. Both now, of course, Premier Division sides. Kamali coming up to the Premier Division this season as well, but King Yusey starting to hit a bit of form.
Yeah, Stephen Bothwick spoke to him on Sunday. He wasn't too happy with the performance. He felt the forwards wasn't just quite working yet for them. And I noticed they tried a lot of different formations and different boys up front and whatnot. I think Kamali can go there with a lot of heart. They obviously did quite well at Kyle's 3-0. Disappointed probably not scoring, but you know, they'll enjoy going up to the Dell and playing on a big park, good surface, hopefully a dry weekend. That'll suit Kamali quite well.
And that going back to that final last year, it was an epic final, 5-4. Ronald Ross with a last minute equaliser as well to kind of cause Kamali some heartache, but will that be fresh in their minds going into this game at the weekend?
I hope not too much, because I think Kamali were in a position to win it and actually managed to lose it themselves. You know, hopefully what they can take out of it is they know they can score goals against Canusie. It's the other end's the problem stopping them.
We touched on it there with Norman, we spoke about it in the last couple of weeks as well, but obviously Kyle's Athletic are starting to accelerate away and starting to, you know, open up a little bit of a gap. I know Newton Moore and Fort William still have a game in hand as well over King Yusey and Kyle's, but Kyle's himself starting to pull away from the pack. Kanyusi is starting to hit a bit of form as well now, and at the right time of the season, and especially with the cups up for grabs too.
The Premier Division this season is extremely cutthroat because, you know, it looks like Glenorchy are, you know, they're at the bottom rooted. They don't look like they're going to escape relegation, but there is two teams to go down this year, and every single team above that is in a relegation fight. They're also looking for second, third, and fourth, fifth place, whatever. But it's so tight. Every team has to go away and win the following Saturday, regardless who they're playing against, and that's probably what Newton were. And Kanyusi are hoping will happen to Kyles, that one of these teams will catch Kyles on a week, in a bad week.
The final will take place in June at Bucht Park in Inverness as well, and I'm going to ask you to stick your neck on the line, Drew, and perhaps maybe a Badenoch derby in the final.
Yeah, I think it will be. Yeah, both got home ties, but it'd be a great event so early in the season, a big match like that at the Bucht. It'd be brilliant.
And it has been a cracking season so far, especially with so many big games meaning quite a lot early on in the season as well, and to chuck in a Badenoch derby in the McTavish Cup final as well just adds to the spice of the occasion.
And they produced a fantastic final. The previous location they met, and Newton Moore just stole it at the end. It looked like Kanyusi were going to win it. A lot of people will turn out for that game. It would be a cracking match if that's the case.
One match in the Premier Division also takes place this weekend. We mustn't forget about that one. It's just the one match. Glenorchy are at home to Glenorchy. We touched on Glenorchy there. They are pretty much down and out at the moment. 6 points adrift at the bottom of the table as well. Not looking too great for them. We always say that perhaps, you know, this is a weekend where they can do something. But on the other hand, Glenorchy, pretty impressive so far this season.
Glenorchy have to get 2 points here because they won't be expecting anybody else to drop 2 points there. But last season, Glenorchy dropped the ball against GMA and got beaten by GMA. So, you know, they've got previous for letting their guard down.
And a massive incentive for Jim Barr and the lads as well. They can go on to 9 points, level with Newton Moore, although Newton Moore still have a game in hand, but up to third in the table.
Yeah, but even up in third, they'll still be looking down at everybody else thinking they're only a couple of points behind us all, so it's a really tight group this year. It's amazing how tight it is.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Let's turn our attentions now to the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-finals, and another two intriguing semi-finals, the first of which sees Tainault take on Oban Camanachd at home. And earlier today I caught up with their coach Fraser Ingalls.
The whole club's really looking forward to it because it's the biggest game in our history. Tainault have only been back playing Shinty again. This is our fourth season, and before that we had a 10-year absence. So to get to the semi-final in the Celtic Society is a good achievement for us, and also to draw a club as long established as Oban Camanachd, it's going to be a good day for Tainault, and hopefully we can do ourselves justice in the semi-final.
It's going to be a very tough test against Oban. They've picked up a few good results this year, namely the win away to Kanyusi as well, so they've had a good season so far. But it's going to be a tough match, but you know, I'm sure your lads will give it your all.
Well, absolutely, and that so far, that's what's carried us through. We've had a run of quite good scores recently, and it's really our attitude and our commitment that sees us through, because we've only been going for a short period of time, so it's quite difficult to develop, you know, tactics and patterns and things like that, and even technical skills, because a lot of the boys haven't played for very long. So to come up against a team that's as experienced as Oban Camanachd, and as you say, there's some very good results to start off the season, and they're going well, and Camanachd have a good history in the Celtic Society, so they'll be desperate to get to that final and try and stop Inverary from getting another victory. So we're up against it, but if we show the right attitude and the right commitment, as we did the previous week against Inverness, then hopefully if we can at least of all make Oban Camanachd deserve getting to the final. That's, if we can do that and give them a good game and be competitive and really play to our potential, that's all you can really ever hope to do. If we can play to our potential, then we'll be happy with that.
And you go into the game on the back of some impressive league form as well, back in April, you know, a draw with Glasgow Midderguil, but wins over Oban Celtic and Lochside Rovers as well, scoring a lot of goals in the process too.
Yeah, we've been going quite well so far. As I say, it's down really to the boys. They've shown good commitment as far as the training goes. And then when you go ask them to go out onto the field and show attitude, show discipline, show commitment, they've done that. And I'm sure that anyone who's along watching the game at Inverness probably saw that from the boys. They keep going till the end and they kind of accept the referee's decisions. They don't tend to argue too much and they stay focused in the game. And for a team at our kind of level, who maybe we haven't got a great abundance of highly technically skilled players, that's something that we can control. We can be disciplined, we can show a good attitude, we can be committed. So that's as much as we can bring to the table. And if we do that against Oban, then hopefully we'll play to our potential. And if we do that, as I say, we'll be perfectly happy. No matter what the result is, that's all we can do. And that's what they did against Inverness and against Oban Celtic. We were a wee bit under strength against Oban Celtic, but they went out onto the field with the right attitude and we managed to get a result. So this Saturday, again, is about testing ourselves against a team from a higher level. We haven't played a team before as highly ranked as Oban Camnock. We played Glasgow Midagale last year in the Celtic Society and got beaten. But to play Camnock, they've been in the Premier League from the outset and they're one of the big guns really in the world of Shinty. So it's a good day for Tynholt Shinty Club and hopefully, as I say, it'll be an enjoyable one.
You mentioned the weekend there. You beat Inverness 4-3 against a side who have kind of struggled so far in North Division 1. But, I suppose it must have been a very difficult game because they come back at you as well and they made it difficult for you.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good players. You know, there was James Cameron, who's a very dangerous player up front. He used to play for Kilmallie and Fort William. He got two fantastic goals. So, at the end of the day, we weren't going into the game unknown because Inverness had been involved in a couple of friendlies. I think they played Oban Celtic down in Oban and then they played both Oban Camnock and Lochside Rovers up at Inverness. So we knew a wee bit about them, but it was still a difficult game for us because that was only our second year in the Scottish Cup, and an away tie to a North Division 1 team is quite a tough one. But the boys did particularly well and, you know, it was very close, obviously. They were 2-1 ahead at one point. Unfortunately, we managed to get the goal near the end and kept our discipline, held on. And now we've been rewarded with the biggest tie of them all. We've managed to get Canusie at 2-0, which is fantastic for us because, realistically, we're not going to win the Scottish Cup by any way or means. So you're either looking potentially for a team that might get you to the next round, one of the small teams, or you're looking for one of the big guns, and you don't get any bigger than Canusie, and especially being at Tynholt. So hopefully that'll be another really good day for Tynholt and start us off and just give us the boys a taste of what it's like to be involved in days like that.
Yeah, I'm sure when you heard the draw for the second round as well, you know, as you say, a nice easy tie with Canusie at home, but it's a tie, like you say there, that you welcome. But again, you know, cup upsets, anything can happen on the day.
Well, I think we'll probably need a miracle, and we'll maybe need to get a brick wall put in front of the goals. But it was funny, I was speaking to Ronald just prior to that, and Ronald was saying that, with no disrespect to Tynholt, he was hoping that he drew Tynholt in the next round. He'd obviously picked us out as the weakest link in the lot, which was probably the lowest ranked team that's left in the Scottish Cup. So for Canusie, it's a great tie for them because they obviously feel as if they're going to progress. But for us to play Canusie at Tynholt when we're only in our fourth season of starting up again, it's fantastic. And, you know, to have Ronald and all the other Canusie players coming to Tynholt to play a Scottish Cup tie, it'll be a really fantastic day for the club. And it's the same too for this semi-final. Again, Oban Camnock coming, this will be the biggest game in the history of Tynholt. They've never got to the latter stages of a senior cup. You know, the semi-final, the Glasgow Celtic side, is a senior cup. So for us to get there and to be playing a club like Oban Camnock, I say win, lose or draw, we'll go out and enjoy the day and hopefully we'll do ourselves justice.
Excellent stuff, Fraser. Best of luck when that one comes round Saturday the 4th of June, and best of luck for the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-final with Oban at the weekend.
Yep, thanks very much.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Tynholt coach Fraser Ingalls on the MFR Shinty Show. And Drew, it's a real big weekend in store for the club, and Fraser Ingalls there really glad to be in the semi-finals of the competition. He's giving Oban Camnock all the respect in the world, but you never know.
Yeah, and it's at home. I've played on Tynholt Park a couple of times. A nice little park to go on to. I was impressed with Tynholt on Saturday. I watched them against Inverness, particularly the forwards. You can see they're trying to pass, and they're always questioning the defenders. They're either looking to take them on or pass. And the boy Stuart Scott, second hat trick in 2 weeks, it's pretty good going. I can't remember the fullback's name. If he has a game like he had on Saturday, you know, Tynholt will frustrate Oban, and if they get frustrated, Tynholt do have a very good attitude, and he was, and Fraser commented that they didn't argue with the referee. It was a couple of knocks on Saturday, the 10 Alt boys suffered and nobody complained, they just got up and gone with. So yeah, they're showing the good discipline.
They go into the game on you know, some great form as well. April was a good month for them as well, that win over Inverness at the weekend as well. So they've, you know, given themselves every chance of causing an upset on Saturday.
Absolutely, second in their league as well. You know, Fraser would be thinking, what a fantastic achievement. It would be an amazing achievement if they'd done this. And it's not, they can do it. They can do it, particularly being at home. Oban could come. Oban had a bad result last week. I would imagine they'll perceive it as a bad result, getting beat by Lovett. So Tynholt are on a high, and Oban possibly in a little bit of a down.
Oban, we've already seen from them in a couple of occasions this season as well. They've caused a few shock upsets as well. I mentioned to Fraser, obviously, that win at King Usse stands out as well. You know, and they're more than capable of you know, handling the big boys. And Oban will be giving Tynholt every respect as well. They know that they could be on the end of a shock, and they'll know that they want to be in the final as well.
Yeah, but not a great preparation, getting beaten at home by Lovett. You know, Oban be hoping this is, we're talking about relegation. I know it's early in the season again, but you know, Lovett and Oban could be contesting relegation, so you know, that's a home tie. They'd be looking to win that. If they'd won that, that would, you know, put them safer from Lovett and whatnot. So no, they'll be disappointed. So maybe took Lovett too lightly. I wouldn't have thought so, but you know, it's difficult to get the guys up for a game against an old lower division team.
Oban as well, used to say, the Premier Division guys, you know, perhaps they might become a bit complacent, and Tynholt there's a chance for them to get in amongst them and maybe score an early goal, and that would really give them the confidence to go on and grab a win.
Or even the longer it stays 0-0, the more chance Tynholt have of winning. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Oban could get frustrated, and Tynholt do show good discipline. I'll say that for them. The full-back was really, really good. The goalie looked confident, and they do have a scoring threat up front. They do ask questions of defenders.
Fraser said there it's going to be a massive day for the club. A real big date in their history. We'll touch on an even bigger one for them in the Camara Cup later on as well. The other semi-final of the weekend in the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup is an absolute cracker as well. Inverary take on Premier Division leaders Kyles Athletic, but Inverary have previous in this competition. They've won it the last 5 years, and they won't want to let their title go without a fight.
No, and that Inverary and Kyles contested the final last year, and Kyles forgot to turn up. There's some strange little rules in the Celtic Society that's different from the normal shinty, where free hits can be hit directly at the goals and stuff, and that system seems to suit Inverary quite well. They draw fouls from Kyles, and so that's I wouldn't like to call that one. I know Kyles beat Inverary at the start of the season in the league, but I think towards the end of the game it was all Inverary and Kyles were hanging on, so you know, it'd be tight.
We spoke to Gary McPherson at Inverary a couple of weeks ago as well, and you know, we spoke about the cup, and you know, they have a real kind of firm grip on the trophy. They've won it so many times in the last decade, and so many times throughout their history as well. So does that come into their minds on Saturday? They want to keep a hold of that trophy.
Yeah, it's strange how it's, once you win it a couple of times, it becomes easier because you just feel you can win it. You just have that belief. It just comes. For William, I've had it with the Camnach the last 4 years. You know, they just think, this is our cup, we're not going to give it up.
Yeah, it's almost like a psychological edge that they, you know, that is their trophy.
They're in possession of it.
Exactly,
already.
They've had it, you know, for so long, especially in the last couple of years. Yeah. That is their trophy, they do not want to let it go.
Yeah, they're not going to let anybody take it off them.
Exactly. Might need to call in the police as well if Kyles Athletic steal it from them, potentially on Saturday in the semi-final. Of course, Kyles Athletic as well, we spoke about them so much in the last couple of weeks as well, been fantastic for the Premier Division. They lead their way, you know, on merit as well, and beaten so far in the Premier Division this season, and they'll not be an easy game for Inverary on Saturday.
No, another hurdle that Kyles need to cross, and they've been crossing the ball quite readily, but I think Inverary in the Celtics are a tough one at Inverary as well, of course. So I'm leaning towards Inverary.
If they do lose to Inverary, and I know there'll be a number of Premier Division managers that might want this to happen, if they do lose to Inverary, then the guys at Kyles have got a real job of pricking their guys up, because this season they've not been used to defeats. So perhaps if they suffer one defeat, you maybe feel that another one might be around the corner.
Yeah, depend on the cycle of games they've got coming up, I suppose. They might, you know, have a fairly easier game. Everybody will be hoping they'll have a difficult game the following week just to keep them off balance. But they're a strong bunch and they're a young bunch, so I don't think it would worry them too much.
That one takes place at the weekend as well. Inverary versus Kyles and Tynault versus Oban Camanachd as well. And I'm going to ask you again, can you perhaps see a final from there?
I think it'll be Inverary and Oban, actually.
Inverary and Oban, which would be an interesting battle in the final as well. And of course, Inverary won't want to let that trophy go. That's their trophy. Inverary's trophy, the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-finals, but Kyles Athletic and Tynault might have something to say as well. I mentioned it earlier on, a massive day for Tynault at the weekend, and that draw for the second round of the Camanachd Cup, as Drew mentioned, he watched them beat Inverness 4-3 last weekend, and in the draw, I think Tynault were first out the draw as well, and then followed by the mighty King Youssi as well, and Fraser Ingalls said that, you know, it wasn't a draw he was looking forward to, but it's going to be a massive day for the club, for the community as well.
Yeah, and Fraser, you know, he says how, what a, you know, 4 or 5 year old club, just looking for building blocks, and you know the guys will be playing against one of the best teams, and they'll be matching up against them, thinking maybe they're not as good as we think they are, and we're not far away from it. They're building. It'll be good for the whole community to get Canusi down there and give them a crack, because I know Fraser will play it down and whatnot, but they'll give it a crack. They will go for it, you know.
Same as this weekend as well, and Ronald, it was quite interesting that Ronald Ross predicted the outcome of the draw as well beforehand.
Sometimes you've got to watch what you wish for, you never know. I wouldn't have thought so, but you know, they could have a bad day, Tynault might completely surprise them.
Well, here's an interesting theory as well. If King Youssi were to be disposed of by Tynault as well, we've got Nita Moore, Fort William, one of them has to go out, it opens the draw right up.
Yeah, I mean, it's early stages yet. The draws that have come out are really tough. I had a look at them this morning, and they're tough draws to even call, you know, very tough.
We'll put you on the spot in a few weeks' time, don't worry, you've got lots of time to revise. But Kyles Athletic as well, they've got a tough game, I got way to open, so like you're saying there, you know, no ties, an easy one.
No, I just looked down the list and it'll be difficult for everybody. Again, I always just hope for a home tie, you know, that's it, home tie, it's all you want.
Mm-hmm. The other games as well, Lochearn will face Camali, Inverary will face Lochaber, Glenorchy, they're at home to Lovett, Glasgow Midorgyle travel to Bute in an All South Division 1 clash, Newtonmore versus Fort William, and the final one is Kinlochshiel versus Glenorchy. Those second round ties are scheduled for Saturday the 4th of June, and the final will take place on Saturday the 17th of September at Bucht Park, Inverness, and all those clubs in that second round draw, as we touched on last week. You know, the Camanachd Cup means so much to everyone in the sport of shinty, and everyone will want to be there on Saturday the 17th of September, but only two clubs can.
Yeah, well, at this stage of the season, if you're out with the Macaulay and you're out of the league, then the whole sole focus is on the Camanachd, so maybe sometimes it becomes easier for clubs to just solely focus on one aim.
Mm-hmm. And many clubs will be, you know, that'll be their main aim. It would be great if maybe Alexa Tynault as well could maybe go all the way, but I suppose we're along the lines of fantasy stuff here.
No, I like to watch Canusi play, so no, I'd like to see Canusi progress.
Let's have a look at the other fixtures this weekend as well. The quarterfinals of the Ballymore Cup take place. Bewley are at home to Skye. Caberfae face Kinlochshiel. Bute are at home to Ballahoolish, and Lochearn travel to Lochaber. In South Division 1, Lochside Rovers are at home to Kyles Athletic. Oban Celtic travel to Kilmorey. Aberdour face Glasgow Midorgyle. In South Division 2, it's Aberdour, Glasgow Midorgyle, Inverary, Colglen, Strachur against Ballahoolish, and Tayforth are at home to Bute. And in North Division 2, Glenurquhart face Glengarry, Lochaber at home to King Youssi, Fort William face Newtonmore, Camali are at home to Kinlochshiel, and Skye travel to Lovett. In North Division 3, Aberdeen Uni face Inverness, Strathglass are at home to Bewley, Bliskin are up against Lochcarron, and Lewis face Loughbroom. No fixtures in North Division 1, and only the one Premier Division tie, as we touched on earlier, Glenurquhart are at home to Glenorchy. So it's all about the Cup this weekend, the McTavish Cup and Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-finals, as well as the Ballymore Cup quarter-finals. Drew, we're going to put you on the spot, and we'll ask you to predict the outcome, first of all, of the two McTavish Cup semi-finals.
Canusi 4, Camali 2, Newtonmore 4, Fort William 1.
And then the Glasgow Celtic Society Cup semi-finals.
Tynault 1, Oban 2, Inverary 4, Kyles 3.
Drew's predictions will be on the MFR website. If you fancy beating the Scotland boss, Drew McNeil, head along to mfr.co.uk/shinty, and that's where you can hear hear all the previous shows. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the shinty takes you.